Number 74, Barn Principle. It comes from the third grade McGuffey's Reader, and Gene Cockerell always quotes it. He says that he tells a story about the farmer and his wife, and the wife keeps wanting a new house. She wants a new house, and the farmer says, "No, we got to build a new barn." And she says, "I want a new house." And he says, "I know we need a new barn first." And finally, he says the kind of final quote that sort of ends the whole issue. He turns to his wife and he says, "The barn builds the house." Ah, what a good truth, isn't it? Because as the barn goes, so goes the stock and the cattle, so goes the farm, so go the financial, and finally there will be finances to build the house. It's a truth that you and I need to apply in our life, especially in a local church situation, because what is the barn of your church? What builds the rest of your church? Is the school that you have the barn? Is that what really builds your church or not? Or the daycare, is that the barn? Or is the barn the Sunday morning attendance? Or is the barn the youth group or the children's program? Ask yourself, what in my church is the barn? What is the thing that if it goes up, everything else rises? And then put your money, put your time, put your talent and abilities in the barn. Build the barn, and everything else will rise with it.